Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Acts 26, verse 19, Paul said, "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." The Word for Today is the first in a series about God giving you a vision. Now, Paul had a heavenly vision, but Jeremiah 23 tells us that there are those who speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. So you must be sure that you're operating according to God's plan and not yours or somebody else's. The story of the Tower of Babel teaches us two things. First of all, when people make up their mind to do something, they often succeed. And secondly, succeeding doesn't mean you're in the will of God. The word Babel, or confusion, means others can think you're right and yet you're wrong. Now you might ask, but isn't it okay to make plans and set goals? Yes, it is. But your plans and goals should come out of a vision that God has given you. When Paul said that he wasn't disobedient unto the heavenly vision, he meant that there is only one acceptable response to God's plan: obedience. Partial obedience, selective obedience, or delayed obedience are still disobedience. William Carey, who's considered the father of modern missions, gave up comfort and fortune to go to India and to introduce the gospel. One of his more memorable quotes is this: "Attempt great things for God. Expect great things from God." But you can only say that with confidence when you know what God has called you to do. What He ordains, He sustains. When you set your own goals, you lack a heart-deep confidence that God is doing the work, and so you wear yourself out thinking it's all up to you. However, when you know God has given you a vision for your life, you trust Him, even when you can't see any way to bring it to pass. When God Gives You a Vision, Part 1. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.